Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
Oh dear.
For the listener, Rachel and I were just doing a weirdly synchronized dance to that piece of choral music that Amelia found for the intro.
Oh lord. It is a Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We look like Statler and Waldorf in the box at the Muppet Theatre.
We do. I feel like that's a constant mood up in the BFM offices.
Hard out.
Hey, what's going on? Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. You've brought us three extremely good new songs from the BFM playlist.
This playlist was a hard one to compile, I'm not going to lie. It's a really good problem to have.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect storm of having a short week and a Bandcamp fee-free Friday.
Where everybody just puts out all these awesome tracks that they've been sleeping
Amazing
on.
Amazing hidden jewels.
It's
but
a good
got
problem.
There. We got there. And I've brought in three for you. You've played some already this morning. The first one we're going to play for you is from the new Kōtero EP. You may remember Forcefield, which came out in September of last year. Forcefield is on this EP. The EP is called High Def Multinational. It came out at the end of Waitangi weekend. Kōtero is Anna Chaya Scottney, who is a multi-hyphenate creative artist, musician, performer, just a lot of creativity coming from this one human. This EP, I won't try and surmise it because Anna's done such a good job of doing it herself. There's a fantastic interview with her on the Sonorous Circle website, which is sonoruscircle.com. This is her talking about the EP. High Def Multinational is a concept album. The concept is linked to the complexities of place and belonging in Aotearoa today. What does it mean to be tangata whenua, growing up in the city, and also to be Pākehā and proud of all your whakapapa, not wanting to choose to value one more than the other? To be of the indigenous diaspora, how do we uplift and represent ourselves and our culture when we're constantly in an environment that shuns and fails to reflect that back to us? How do we wield the art forms, the platforms that we have access to speak this experience? I suppose the lyrics and the samples embedded in the sound are the outcomes of both our research into these themes. And there is a lot of sound.
Totally.
This EP manages to be both incredibly personal, lots of clicks, pops, mouth noises, singing, but it's so dense sonically. There's so many layers. If you were listening to BFM on headphones right now, see if you can pick up some of the lower mixed layers in the track we're about to play for you. It sounds like there's a protest in there. It sounds like there's some spoken words, some speeches, all underneath Anna's layers of vocal percussion.
Totally.
And beautiful singing. We're going to play the track Fuck Forever. Sorry, Mum.
Forever, dream of never growing older. We're skinny dipping in warm summer rain.
Heck, there is so much going on in there, eh?
There is.
It's just gorgeous.
It very, very much is. You can listen to the entire EP yourself at kōtero.bandcamp.com. It is out on both Queenie Control, which is the label that recently bought us Samara Alofa's Earth Punk and Brown Boy Magic's Trans-Pacific Time, and also Sonorous Circle, who represent artists like Motta, Womb, and All Saying mm-hmm. Hand. Both of those websites are amazing. Queenie Control is spelled KUINIQONTROL.com, and SonorousCircle.com has a fantastic interview with Anna Chaya Scottney. You can also see Anna Scottney in one of her many other hyphenate performing roles in the forthcoming movie Cousins, which is from Waru directors Briar Gray-Smith and Ainsley Gardner and is an adaptation of Patricia Grace's novel of the same name. It is out on March the 4th. It is an essential New Zealand film. I was lucky enough to see a preview screening, had a fat cry. Do not miss it.
I'm reading the book at the moment and it's full on, but it's amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah, the way we treated children in this country in care homes, particularly Indigenous children, has rippled throughout the rest of our history. It's pretty disgusting.
Hard out. What's the second track you've brought us, Sarah?
Happy Days. The second track I have brought you is from Malmö in Sweden. It is a band called Ved. The track name is The Embrace of the Oarfish.
This is a cool track name. I have no idea what it means, but it sounds awesome.
So oarfish, apparently in kind of mythology, can apparently forecast earthquakes.
Ooh.
And the Rocket Recordings blurb that they've written up for this is very helpfully relating that back to the fact that the band Ved rehearse in a bomb shelter.
Gosh.
So they're feeling like the earth's resonance. Rocket Recordings bring us a lot of very grunty, very psyche rock bands like Goat, Pigs, 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 Pigs.
Nice.
Nod, Gin, J-Zones, Pharaoh Overlord. Their tagline is reality you can rely on. We love a bit of Rocket here at BFM. The Drive Show and I are big fans. This five-piece have been kicking around for a bit. They're famous for creating kind of trancey, repetitive psych. Embrace of the Oarfish is no different. It is one track from a forthcoming 7-inch, which comes out on March the 5th. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
Butty.
It is Butty.
I'm a fan. That is very, very cool. The Embrace of the Oarfish. By who?
By Ved from Malmö in Sweden. The titular oarfish, a looming ribbon of a giant sea serpent that some say can forecast earthquakes in Sweden. Maybe it's the residents of the bomb shelter in Malmö that is the band's rehearsal space that imposes itself tremor-like through their oscillating work. I'm reading, can you tell?
I just Googled a picture of an oarfish. They look like aliens.
Uh-huh.
They look like they shouldn't exist. That is extremely freaky.
So if that sounded like a bit of you, you can buy that on vedsound.bandcamp.com. It is from a forthcoming 7-inch called Et Vest Fangelse, which translates to A Certain Prison, and that is out on March 5th.
There's an oarfish on Animal Crossing. There we go. That's what the internet's just told me.
Rachel with the real facts that the listeners want to know.
Exactly. Hey, what's the third song you've brought us, Sarah?
The last song I brought you, I thought we'd go out with a big, happy, joyous bang. I've brought you in something brand new from Surf Friends. And it's a bit of a special track. It is from a compilation, which is not out yet. It comes out on the 1st of March. It's from the Field of Dreams 2 compilation. So Field of Dreams is a very special DIY live music festival that's on the Awhutu Peninsula with on-site camping. And they'll even take you there and bring you back on a return bus from Auckland Central. It's super limited, so get in quickly. You can buy your tickets on fieldofdreams.com or fieldofdreamsnz.bandcamp.com. If you buy them on the Bandcamp site, you get a hard copy of the compilation, which features the track we're about to play, as well as a track from every single artist that's playing.
Cool.
Who is playing? Well, Voom, Draw, Nanoise, Night Science, NT Honey, Ounce, Ripship, Sang, Surf Friends, of course, To Hoo Hoo and Water. The majority of those bands are absolutely phenomenal live. I mean, they all are. But the ones that totally stand out for me, Water and Surf Friends. If you have never seen Surf Friends live, they are something to behold. They are so joyous. They literally jump up and down.
It makes you want to practice guitar jumps in your bedroom, in the supermarket, and just like anywhere you are.
They are phenomenal live, and you can see them at Field of Dreams too. So jump on, buy yourself a ticket. There's only one track from the compilation that's out as of yet. If you're busy and you can't go, you can just buy the comp. It's $14.20. Hey. But it is $99 if you want the hard copy, the ticket to the festival, and a jolly good time. Surf Friends themselves are just that. They are friends that surf. This track is courtesy of their label, Flying Nun. It is as yet unreleased. They are joined on this track by Mark Howden of What Records, who also mixed and mastered the track. Let's listen to some unadulterated glee. This is called Good Thing.
Some nice person's texted in saying, Sarah has such good taste in music. Love this track.
It is great. This is Good Thing. Clues in the name. By Surf Friends.
Surf Friends.
Their naming of things is very literal. They're literally friends who surf, and that song is
a very good
thing. That is good.
Hard out.
But, you know, I didn't make those songs. I'm just really happy they... They're on the playlist currently, so big ups to all those three artists. Where was the festival again? That text ended. Well, I probably need to be quite careful in my wording. It's an exclusive boutique DIY live music festival style party.
Nice.
Which you get free access to.
If you buy.
If you buy the compilation that track is from. And you can get that compilation at fieldofdreamsnz.bandcamp.com. It's on March the 6th. Get along. It'll be pretty beautiful.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you
for bringing us Surf Friends, Ved and Kōtero as well. Three very, very good new additions to the playlist.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
I'm going to